Well, it's the 19th of April 2016, and yesterday, the 18th, I was down in that there London, and I spent some time around Trafalgar Square and Westminster, and there's a little video on my YouTube page which I'd like you to hear. Take a listen to this.
Alan Taylor Shearer outside the Houses of Parliament, and as you can see, it's not just Nelson's Column that got a filter mask, you know, but also Oliver Cromwell, the statue that's actually behind these bars. It's actually behind these bars. Now, security is heightened at Westminster. Lots of armed police around. A lot more police than usual. Now, I went and spoke to somebody from who's one of the people who greets people who want to come in and look around the Houses of Parliament, and asked if there was a statement at all that anybody was giving, and as of yet there's nothing. But as you can see, Oliver Cromwell behind the security barrier, which is meant to keep the public out of Westminster, out of the Houses of Parliament. Well, it failed last night, and Oliver Cromwell got himself a filter mask. And there's more from Greenpeace coming up about how he got it and why.
Here's the press release that Greenpeace released on the 18th of April 2016. Greenpeace activists climb Nelson's Column to demand action on air pollution. Two Greenpeace activists started climbing Nelson's Column at 4 a.m. today to demand action on air pollution. Alison Garrigan, 29, and Luke Jones, 30, will attempt to fit the statue of Admiral Lord Nelson, towering 52 metres above Trafalgar Square, with an emergency face mask. Earlier this morning, a separate Greenpeace team eluded security and climbed over the fence opposite the Houses of Parliament to put another mask on Oliver Cromwell's statue. Famous statues of Winston Churchill in Parliament Square, Queen Victoria opposite Buckingham Palace, and Eros in Piccadilly Circus have also been given protection against London's dirty air by environmental activists. In all, 17 figures will be seen wearing a mask this morning, including Thierry Henry outside Emirates Stadium and some of London's most famous statues. Alison Garrigan was one of the six women that famously reached Shard's top in 2013. Greenpeace campaigner Ariba Hamed said, quote, "Monitoring shows that if these statues were real people, many of them would often be breathing dangerous illegal air. That's why we've given them face masks. Of course, many millions of Londoners, including kids, are breathing that same air. Kitting everyone out with face masks is not the solution. Instead, we need to see real political action from the new mayor. We need a clean air zone covering a large part of the city. Whoever wins the election has to stop the talk and start the action." End quote. Figures show that nearly 10,000 people die prematurely from air pollution in London every year. Greenpeace is calling for an expanded clean air zone, which will ensure that many more Londoners can have healthy lungs and clean air. The current proposal for an ultra-low emission zone to come into force in 2020 only offers protection from dangerous air to residents and commuters in Zone 1. Ariba Hamid added, quote, "At schools across London, children are being forced to breathe illegal, dangerous air. Londoners need greener and affordable public transport, along with air pollution alerts and an efficient and adequate system to measure air quality. The next mayor should begin a consultation on a clean air zone immediately after the election." End quote. A total of 40,000 premature deaths are attributable to air pollution across the UK, apart from London, Birmingham, Leeds, Liverpool, Cardiff and Edinburgh, amongst others, are likely to continue to breach legal limits of air pollution until at least 2020. The UK and EU set legally binding limits on levels of air pollution based on World Health Organization guidelines. One or more of these limits has been broken in London every year since they came into effect in 2005. In the first week of 2016, London used up a whole year's quota in days in which it is allowed to breach emission standards. Some areas, such as Brixton Road and Putney High Street, are over three times the legal limit for NO2. Who sets these standards and what are their figures based on?